Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low of 66. A new national automotive technician training program for FCA US, a member of the Fiat Chrysler family of companies, was announced today at Gateway Technical College's Horizon Center in Kenosha. Under the new Mopar CAP program, general automotive students at Gateway and soon at other technical colleges will simultaneously be certified as Mopar Level 1 technicians. John Fox, Global Director of Dealer Training for FCA US, said the program will help the company meet a goal of hiring more than 5,000 additional skilled service technicians by 2018. The program, which Fox said will give students the specialized training to make them highly effective on their first day of employment, was piloted at Gateway.
So we started working at the beginning of the year to ensure that we could bring our curriculum into their automotive program. And how does that work? And where are the obstacles, and how can we overcome those to ensure your students have a good experience and they come out of the program ready to go for instant placement at one of our Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, or newly announced Alfa Romeo dealerships.
The program will be offered at more than 100 technical colleges nationwide to train about 1,000 students each year. A number of dignitaries attended the announcement, including an assistant secretary with the U.S. Department of Labor, Eric Selznow, and Wisconsin Workforce Development Secretary Reggie Newsom. The chair of a state agency that oversees Wisconsin election laws says a controversial court ruling shows a review of the state's campaign finance system is needed. In a statement, Judge Gerald Nichols said the decision by the state Supreme Court to stop a John Doe investigation reverses a longstanding interpretation and application of campaign finance law that's been in place before 1976. Nichols said it also reverses a 1999 Wisconsin Court of Appeals ruling, which had backed the state's interpretation of campaign finance laws. The ruling in question stems from a probe into what prosecutors had argued was illegal coordination between Governor Walker's campaign and outside conservative groups during the 2012 recall elections. The restoration plan for Samuel Myers Park on Racine's lakefront involves almost a dozen different components, with one being a 28-foot hexagonal gazebo for a planned pavilion to operate mainly as an educational space. Helping make the gazebo become a reality is funding from the Kiwanis Club of Racine, almost $27,000 of the total $35,000 price tag for the pavilion. Additional project costs related to the Lake Michigan Pathway, where the pavilion is part of the total $1 million restoration of Myers Park and that section of the lakefront, the funding entirely from grants and in-kind donations. Racine Health Department Lab Director Julie Kinselman says a number of groups have already inquired about using the pavilion for their outdoor education efforts. Racine police are seeking the public's help in locating an armed robbery suspect who may also be connected to a crime in Kenosha.
An employee in the back storage room of the Dollar Tree store at 3900 Erie Street said he was confronted just before 9 a.m. Wednesday by a man asking for a cigarette and then demanding money at gunpoint. The employee turned over the cash from his wallet, and the African-American male then fled the building. A news release says that the victim recognized the man from an inquiry 3 weeks ago about employment opportunities. The suspect has been identified as 22-year-old Dominique Bryant. He's also wanted for questioning by Kenosha police, reference a shooting incident. Anybody with information is asked to call Racine Police or Crime Stoppers of Racine County. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.
Filing a claim with a municipality for damage to your vehicle because of a road defect like a pothole has little chance of being approved these days, thanks in part to the state legislature. A recent claim to the city of Racine from a woman alleging $1,400 in damage to her vehicle from potholes on back-to-back days last January was recommended for denial by Deputy City Attorney Scott Letney to the Finance Committee. There were no specific documented complaints for the two locations in question, according to Letney, while state law also protects the city against these types of claims.
In April of 2012, the law changed, favorable to municipalities, if you will, to say specifically that municipalities are not responsible for injuries or damage caused by defects in highways. So we would not be responsible under the law that's existed before 2012, and we're not responsible under the law as it exists today.
The Finance Committee's recommended denial of the pothole damage claim goes to the Common Council. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.